This is the BBC Home Service.
Big Brother is watching you.
Oh.
Listeners, you are warned. This program is not to be listened to.
I don't like this game.
The BBC would like to caution parents. This program is unsuitable for the very young, the very old, the middle-aged, those just going off, those on the turn, young dogs, and Alderman John Snagg.
This is the story of the year 1985.
My name is 846 Winston Seagoon. I am a worker in the great news collecting center of the Big Brother Corporation, or as you knew it, the BBC. In every room is a TV screen that gives out a stream of orders.
Attention, people of England State. Thanks to derationing and the free market, the price of tea has now gone down to 85 guineas a quarter. And here is good news for state housewives. The following goods are now in the shops. Plastic and sawdust elephant nightshirts. Second-hand concrete parachutes. Artificial explodable woolen bloomers. Men's self-igniting tailless shirts with anti-thunder sheet attachments. There are unlimited supplies in the shops.
Oh, it's good to be alive. In 1985.
Now, here is announcer 283-947-625-324-769-854-327-618-976-2.
Good old Greenslade.
Special interest to BBC workers. By mixing water with earth, our scientists have invented mud! It's now on sale in the BBC canteen under the name of Macaroni au gratin or coffee.
Big fat slob, get off the screen!
Worker Seagoon, did I hear you complaining?
Oh, Vision Master Ronnie Wallman.
You're not complaining about our new BBC TV, are you?
Oh, no.
What is the finest TV program in the world?
Kaleidoscope.
You are forgiven. As a penance, you will put a copy of the Radio Times in your window. Don't forget to watch tonight's program.
Oh, yes. Ask Son of Pickles.
Yes. Tonight, he hopes to have a one-legged dying Eskimo play the piano for him. Now, everybody, face the TV screen. Time for the hate half hour.
Attention all! Coming on the screen now is the one man you must hate, the sworn enemy of the Big Brother Corporation. This is him.
Listen, listen. Don't believe them. Listen, BBC workers. Rise and overthrow your masters before it's too late. I will lead you against them. Strike now. Revolt.
So this was Horace Minnick. Leader of the ITA.
Join the Independent Television Army now.
Hate, hate, hate. Hate! 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 Stop! Stop!
Enough! Now here is a special announcement from Big Brother!
BBC workers, the canteen is now open. Lunch is ready. Doctors are standing by.
As I sat at my table eating my boiled water, I began to hate Big Brother Corporation.
Hey, Winston, guess what I found in my dinner?
What?
Food. Oh, it's good to be alive in 1985.
Poor producer fool. Still, 60 years with the Huggets would turn anyone.
I love you, darling.
I love you too, darling.
Not you, 213 Eggles. You, 846 Winston.
You're a woman, aren't you?
Yes.
Thank heaven. You've got to be careful these days.
846 Winston, darling. I've loved you from afar.
My favorite distance. But who are you?
I'm 612, Miss Snut. I operate the pornograph machine in the Forbidden Records department. I love you, do you hear me?
No. No, love is not for us.
No.
Love is only for the higher income group. John Snagg, Audrey Cameron, and Paul Fenulay.
Let's take a chance. Let's meet somewhere under the moon alone. We can clasp each other to each other, and then... Oh.
Oh! It's good to be alive in 1985.
Shut up, Eccles. Shut up, Eccles. Now, darling, where?
Somewhere where no one is listening.
I know the place. Home service, 8:30, Tuesday night.
You mean the Forbidden Goon Sector?
Yes. Wait. That belt you're wearing.
That's the Anti-Sex League belt.
Well, I don't think I'll come.
No, no. But you too are wearing the Anti-Sex League belt.
I was forced to.
Why?
My trousers kept falling down.
Till Tuesday, darling.
Till Tuesday.
There she goes, little fairy. That night in my room, I sat out of range of the TV screen. I loved Fnut, and I hate Big Brother. I wrote it in my diary. I hate BB. I hate BB. I hate BB. I hate BB. Hello?
Don't tell anybody, but I hate BB, too.
Who are you, Ben Lyon?
No, I was, but the script was altered.
Karl Marx. So there was an underground movement. I must try and find it. I strode into the street, pausing only to hear Worker Geldray play a perforated haddock sock at the slope.
And so I entered the forbidden goon sector of London, hoping to contact a member of the ITA. Once there, I went into the notorious public house, the Grosvenor.
Now, lads, I know you're all enjoying yourselves, but silence, please. Silence for the cabaret. I have pleasure in presenting those glamorous grandmothers, the three Beverly sisters. Correction, the Beverly twins. Miss Beverly will sing, "Everybody Dance."
To think this used to be Palm Court. I looked around the bar. They were dressed in cloth caps, corduroy trousers, rough lumberjacket shirts, bald heads and beards. And some of the men were dressed the same. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see
you. Fear not, you did not hurt me. Enter Bluebottle, the toast of the goon sector. Thank you, fellow goons, for the sausages.
What's that plain wrapper book you're reading?
That is a naughty little book, Yules. Listen to this. In the darkness, she felt his hot breath on her bed rails. Then a warm hand fell on her marble washstand.
Stop! Stop! Stop that at once! Give me that book.
Why?
I want to read it. What's it called?
It's called Mrs. Dale's Real Diary.
Mrs. Dale's? Heavens, would the BBC stop at nothing? So this was how they kept the masses from thinking.
Look at this page. It's a 3D picture of Mrs. Dale in her nightshirt being chased by Richard Dimbleby. Pauses to wipe drool off chin.
I had to go outside. I couldn't bear to watch these poor goons wallow in misery. It was then I wandered into an antique shop.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Good evening. Do you mind if I take a gander around the shop?
No, as long as it's house trained.
I say, what's this old object?
That beautiful, isn't it? It's called a cricket bat.
Oh, yes. Yes, did they have test matches way back?
Yes, that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, this bat was used in the very last test by Len Hutton. You can see it's quite unmarked.
Old man, tell me, what was it like back in 1954?
Well, we had sports and games, coloured movies, Charlie Chester, Monkhouse, Gilbert Harding. Ooh, it was terrible.
Here, mister, look who I brought along.
Hello, dearest.
Darling, I love you.
And I love you too.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, you.
We were looking in the window for antiques and we saw you.
We mustn't be seen together. Quick, into this room.
Darling, alone at last.
Oh, dearest nut, let me kiss you.
Oh, and... here, don't start yet. I'll get a chair.
Eccles, you go outside and keep watch.
I can watch better in here.
Oh. Eccles!
Yep.
There's the door. And now, dearest, alone at last.
Yep, alone at last.
Eccles, get out or I'll...
Okay, okay. Oh. Telling me to get out? Oh, see if I care. I don't care. If I don't care, I just don't care, that's all. You know, slamming a door like that. All right, they can stop in there all night for all I care. I don't mind. I'll wait here till they're finished. I don't mind.
Will you stop muttering and get out?
Okay. Oh! Blue bottle.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Here, you will look under the... You were looking to the keyhole.
Yes, I was.
It's naughty to look to the keyhole. Very, very naughty to look to the keyhole. Very naughty.
Well, stop looking to it when you're talking to me.
I was only looking because I tell you something.
What do you
see? I ain't never seen a fella kiss a girl before.
Good heaven, Jackers.
No. Here.
What, Jackers?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Not going to tell you.
Well, come on. I won't tell anybody.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm a man of mystery.
But I'm your friend. Come on. Have you ever kissed a girl? Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah?
I've seen something you haven't seen.
What's that?
I have seen.
Huh?
I've seen my sister's washing on the line.
Oh, it's good to be alive.
I'm a happy-go-lucky man. Sphinx. I'm a happy-go-lucky man.
What's all this noise? You, what do you want?
I have a message. If you want to join the Independent Television Army, report at once to number 10. Are you certain, Street?
Are you certain?
Positive.
Right, let's go. Here we are. Number 10, the ITA headquarters.
Oh, Winston, I've been expecting you.
Vision Master Waldman, what are you doing?
Don't be frightened. I am a secret member of the Independent Television Army.
I had a feeling you were. I knew it by the little things. The way you smiled at me across the room. The way you touched my hair when you passed my chair. Little things!
You silly, twisted boy. Now then, you want to join ITA?
Yes.
What do you know about television?
3 years at the BBC Staff Training College.
What did you learn?
Nothing.
Good. We'll make you a director. Now say after me, down with the BBC.
Down with the BBC.
Drink.
We drank and smashed our glasses in the fireplace. I had to borrow a spare pair to find my way home. As I walked home, I paused only to build a rough brick radiogram to play a record of Ray Ellington and his proles.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Better make my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man. Yes, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 Will you never do nothing to save your doggone soul? You're wearing those dresses, your hair done up so nice. You're wearing those dresses, your hair done up so nice. But your heart is as cold as ice. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, Marilyn Monroe. I said shake, rattle and roll. Will you never do nothing to save your doggone soul? You don't love me anymore. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Yes, I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Oh, the more I work, and the faster my money goes. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, Marilyn Monroe. I said shake. Save your darkest soul. Shake!
Attention, 846 Winston Seagoon. You are under arrest for conspiring with the Independent Television Army. You will await detention by the studio attendants. You will then be prepared for the agonizing death type 3.
Had they suspected me?
Silence! You will be taken to room 101.
No, not 101. Not the listening room.
I would just like to mention that the Radio Times is now on sale at all bookstalls, priced threepence. And jolly good value for money it is, too.
No, no, let me go. Why are they strapping me in this box? Why these earphones?
Hello, Winston, laddie.
Vision Master Wallman. So they got you, too.
Yes, they got me a long time ago. I remember the date, Monday night at 8. Now, Winston, we must torture you.
You! You traitor! You deceived me!
Yes. Of course you can save yourself.
How?
Just sign this 3-year BBC contract.
What if I refuse?
You have no option.
A BBC contract with no option? Impossible. What's become of my beloved? What have you done to Miss Fnutt?
Fnutt will never walk the streets again.
Why not?
She's bought a scooter. Now, are you going to sign?
No, no!
Greenslade, turn the knob to 247 meters.
Yesterday, Gwendolyn
no.
And I went over to Park
with no.
Hill
to see the knob. Stop it! Stop it! No, I can't stand it! Stop it! Not that!
You going to sign, Winston?
No.
Greenslade, 330 meters.
I'd like you to meet the Lyon family. I'm
no!
Richard Lyon.
Stop!
Blue Lyon. Stop! I'm Bella.
Oh, you fiend to let me hear that.
Sign.
No.
You won't sign?
No.
Greenslade...
No.
I warn you, Winston, here we can change people into somebody else. You know Eccles?
Yes?
He used to be Izzy Bond.
You're lying.
You think so? Greenslade, call Barbara Kelly.
Miss Kelly!
Yes, you calling me, Ronnie?
Ah, Barbara, dear, what's your line?
Colored television.
Thank you, dear. Back on the old flying wire.
You fiend. Poor Barbara Kelly.
Oh, on the contrary, we think it's a great improvement.
It must be terrible at bedtime with Braden.
Well, it gets dark early in Canada, you know.
So the awful torture went on. In 3 days, I lost 10 stone. My weight went down to a mere 20 stone. I looked so old and ill, Wilfred Pickles demanded me for his TV program. Then the torture started again. No. Stop, it's agony! Stop that voice! Stop it! Whose is it?
Yours.
More! Let's have it back again. Short front through the glasses. More!
Moriarty, take over. I'm going to Jim Davidson for a saxophone lesson.
Very good. Little torturer!
It's a torturer blue bottle with junior cardboard cutout torture key.
Listen, little luggy ridden yucko. Prepare the screaming agony rack.
Oh, goody, goody. Thinks. Perhaps 1985 is going to be a good year for Blue Bottle. Starts to get agony set ready.
Oh, Blue Bottle, don't do it. Remember me? Your old pal, Nettie Seagoon? Your friend?
Yes.
Remember me?
My friend.
Yes, Blue Bottle, you remember me?
You're the one who digs me every week, aren't you? Thinks. I know the very thing for him. prepares dirty big pile of dreaded dynamite. I like this game now, I do, I like this.
Blue bottle. Stop!
There! All is ready for the dreaded deading of the traitor Seagoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to witness that for the first time, Yules, in the history of the Goonshans, Bloom Buntons will not be deaded. Observe, I light a 100-foot fuse. So, now all that remains is for me to escape. Taxi to the airport. Stop! Airplane, drive me to America. Stop! Horse, drive to the desert. Ladies and gentlemen, observe. I am now 6,000 miles away from the deadly dynamite. Here I'm safe in the middle of the desert. Again. Never. Thinks. All right, then, next week. Oh, look at my knees. They've gone.
Meantime, back in the BBC listening room, I struggled to free myself before the dynamite exploded.
Don't worry, Seagoon.
Murdoch, Eccles.
Quick on time.
Okay, I better hurry up before the... That's got his legs free.
Yes, but where are they?
Here they are.
Attention. Place the TV screen.
Look, it's Horace Minnick.
Listen. Great news. After a telephone conversation lasting 3 days and bribes worth £10, I have gained control of the BBC.
Hooray! Freedom at last!
And here is the first of our new style independent television army programs.
Raise the laugh, raise the laugh.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with arranged quartet and Max Geldre. The orchestra was conducted by Bruce Campbell, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.